The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place Hawks take the diamond for exciting baseball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks baseball, Brett Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
And good afternoon to you, ladies and gentlemen. We've got the second half of what amounts to a doubleheader. The Hawks took the field earlier this fine day up here in Spokane, and they beat the Okanagan Bulldogs 2-1 in the round of 16. They're moving on now to the quarterfinal, where they're going to take on the Freeman Scotties. Freeman having just dispatched Kiona Benton by 10 runs within five innings a little less than half an hour ago. And Freeman going to take the field again against your College Place Hawks as the Hawks try and move on into the semifinals as the loser is out. But the winner, like I said, goes on to the semifinals. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at that 2-1 victory over Okanagan earlier, take a quick revisit of team stats for the season, briefly revisit their record over the year, and of course have the starting lineups, the first pitch, and all the action here from John Thacker Field up here at Ferris High School in Spokane, as we've got Washington Interscholastic Activities Association quarterfinal basketball, 1A quarterfinal basketball, your College Place Hawks taking on the Freeman Scotties. When we return, you are listening to College Place Basketball. I did it again. It is not basketball. This is College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today, or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street in College Place for a free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
If you had one less thing to do, what would you do with the free time? Here's a thought. Hire a maid from Handmade Cleaning to help out around the house. Handmade Cleaning offers exceptional cleaning and home beautification services that are more affordable than you think. In addition to regular visits, Handmade Cleaning can also help you before and after parties, do seasonal deep cleanings, prepare for overnight guests, or post-construction cleanup. Learn more at handmadecleaning.com or call 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And back here live at John Thacker Field in the grounds of Ferris High School here in Spokane on the corner of 37th and Regal. We're sitting right next to Regal Avenue, which has quite a bit of traffic, and it's interesting when we have foul balls coming off the right side that off the first baseline. They're often hitting traffic on Regal Avenue, and it's always interesting to see if you're going to hear a thump on the vehicle. College Place victorious earlier today, the first game of this three-game set. You had College Place hosting Okanagan. You had Freeman hosting Kybee. And then the winners of those two games meeting now, that'd be College Place and Freeman. In the opening game, College Place with Silas Shoemate on the mound gave up a run in the first inning, a leadoff double followed by a walk followed by a single, scored the double. But then Shoemate settled down and pretty much slammed the door for the rest of the day. The question was, would the Hawks get the runs they needed to counteract that one run? And they didn't have to wait long. In the bottom of the first, Matt McKenzie with one out singled, and then two batters later, Kobe Morris singled him home to tie the ball game. Morris proceeding to second on an errant throw, and then Silas Shoemate takes care of his own business, both pitching and hitting. He drove home Kobe Morris to give the Hawks a 2-1 lead at the end of one, and that was all that was needed for the Hawks to prevail in that round of 16 game and move on to the quarterfinals. Hawks did get numerous other scoring opportunities, at least three other innings where they got a man to second base with one out or less, but they were unable to get that man home at any point later in the contest. But as I said, it didn't matter. Silas Shoemate pretty much lights out, sixth and seventh innings in particular. He was taking care of business and taking care of it quickly. I think in the sixth inning, he might have thrown six pitches. He struck out the last two batters to put an end to the game, both of them looking, and the Hawks, as I said, go on to take on a Freeman team that soundly trounced Kybee 10-0 here in the game that ended here, I want to say, about 20, maybe 25 minutes ago. And in fairness, before anyone gets too concerned about the fact that Freeman dispatched Kybee so quickly, College Place, if you have been tracking their progress at all this season, played Kybee three times, and they won all three times. And we get those. That's right. On April 21st, they beat Kybee 16-9, then again 15-5, or rather 15-3. And then in the second round of districts, they beat Kybee 19-0. So Kybee, unfortunately, giving up a lot of runs, not that unusual. It's difficult to see how well necessarily we match up with Freeman. Their pitcher was a left-hander who threw some pretty good fastballs that Kybee had trouble dealing with, but he ought to be done for the day. I believe Freeman's pitcher is going to end up being Michael Kumo, but I'm still waiting for starting lineups, so we'll get that information to you in a little bit. We're going to take another break, and when we return, we'll take a look at season stats, the season record for a College Place, as well as how Freeman did in their regular season. When we return, the boys are warming up, getting ready for a state quarterfinal game with College Place technically visiting Freeman up here in Spokane at John Thacker Field on the grounds of Ferris High School. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Your YMCA is having a yard sale to benefit youth scholarships on Saturday, June 2nd from 7 to 4 at the YMCA. Local residents donate to the YMCA in several ways, from our annual youth sustaining campaign to capital development. The YMCA yard sale is another way to donate. If you have yard sale items you'd like to donate, bring them to the Y on Friday, May 18th from 3 to 6 or on Friday, May 25th from 2 to 4. And then come shop at the YMCA yard sale for youth scholarships from 7 to 4 on Saturday, June 2nd. The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit unionbulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit unionbulletin.com today. That's union-bulletin.com.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Hey Walla, this is Christy Mullins from Walt's Place, an All-American diner. Back in 2005, I started working for a small restaurant in South Bend, Washington, called the H&H Cafe, owned by the great Walter Harmer. Walt allowed me to cook here and there, and before long, this amazing man had taught me everything he knew about cooking and running a restaurant the right way. Walter has since passed on to his eternal reward, but his memory lives on in my family's restaurant. Come and enjoy some down-home cooking at Walt's Place. 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. So much love,
Listen
Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And back here live at John Thacker Field on the grounds of Ferris High School, we've got College Place, the home team, having beaten Okanagan earlier today. Now is going to be the visiting team, and they look ever so much like the Baltimore Orioles out there with their road blacks, with black tops, white pants and orange trim. They're going to be taking on a Freeman Scotty team that had some very similar success to your Hawks. They went 19-3 on the year. They traveled. They opened the season with a doubleheader win over Overlake Bear Creek out in Redmond. Then they lost to Lake City of Coeur d'Alene, beat Assotin, beat Deer Park, beat Colville, lost to Cashmere, and then they ripped off an eight-game win streak. They beat Cheney, Lakeside, Medical Lake twice. Medical Lake 15-0 and 20-1. Newport 15-0. Then Riverside 24-0. And then again 4-1, beating Deer Park again on April 24th. Then finally on the 27th, they lost to Chewila in extra innings, 5-3 at Freeman. Then bounced back from that, and they've gone 7-0 since, beating Lakeside, Colville, Newport, beat Chewila again to close the regular season 3-0 at Chewila to avenge that home loss. And then in the district playoffs, they wrecked Colville 18-0. And then in the district championship again against Chewila, and again they beat them 3-0. And then, as mentioned, in the round of 16 against Kai B earlier today, they 10-run the Bears a little over half an hour ago. Going to be taking the field again against your College Place Hawks, trying to get into the quarterfinals here. The loser will be out. So the season's on the line for both teams here. Both teams technically had their seasons on the line with their games earlier today. Both of them prevailed, but only one is going to come out of here and continue on. The winner of this game will meet the winner of a bracket that includes Montesano University Prep, Charles Wright Academy, and Cedar Park Christian of Bothell. Montesano, I think is how you pronounce that. They did win against UPrep, so they are taking on the winner of Charles Wright versus Cedar Park Christian. And again, the winner of that game would meet the winner of this game at Yakima, and that would be next Friday, 7 p.m., May 25th. We still have some baseball to cover here, which we're going to get to here, I believe. I didn't get an actual formal start time. My guess is 45 minutes from the end of the prior game. So thinking that game's going to be in about 12 minutes. The sun is awfully bright on my phone, and I've been getting updates on College Place softball. They had been up 2-1 after 3, and the sun is so bright I can't quite read the text. If the clouds ever come in, I'll be able to hopefully give you a better reading on that. But the last report I had that was reliable is that the women's side of the Diamond Dogs are also winning. They won their first game earlier today, and they're currently, at last report, winning in their quarterfinal. When we come back, we will take a look at College Place's regular season, some early an early look at season statistics for the boys, and of course eventually we'll have the starting lineups and all the action when we return here to Spokane as College Place getting around to take on Freeman in this state quarterfinal baseball game. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
According to a U.S. Department of Energy study, the average life of a water heater is 10 to 15 years. I bet you're asking yourself how you've ended up with a broken down water heater after only a few years. The answer? Lack of maintenance. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744 for a quality water heater tune-up, or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
McDonald's Area Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Area team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger?
Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff.
And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Back here live at John Thacker Field on the grounds of Ferris High School in Spokane. Broken clouds, about 70, maybe 72 degrees. So sometimes you get that sun right on you. You know, in the low 70s, kind of pleasant. And then the clouds cover up and keep you a little bit more comfy. Really, almost a perfect day for baseball, except when the clouds roll in a little bit. College placed victorious earlier today in the round of 16. They beat Okanagan 2-1. Game started at 10. And as mentioned earlier, all the scoring occurring in the first inning. Okanagan getting a leadoff double, followed by a walk, followed by a single. And then Silas Shoemate slammed the door and said, nope, you're done. They did not score again after that. And again, the question was, could College Place overcome that one-run deficit? And they did right then in the bottom of the second. Matt McKenzie scoring and having Kobe Morris batting him in, and then with Morris getting to second on a throwing error, Shoemate then proceeded to single him in, and that was all Silas needed to slam the door on the Bulldogs and get the Hawks into the quarterfinals. I want to briefly take a look at stats for the season for College Place. They went 19-3-1, and they've largely had no problem scoring.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
Vacation time is coming and you need to get your passport ready for travel. Hi, this is Sheila from Postal Annex. Did you know that Postal Annex is your place for passport photos and renewals? Come see us for the best passport photos in town. Then let us guide you through the renewal process, from pictures to paperwork to a check for payment. We'll help you get your application safely sent. That's Postal Annex, your go-to get-it-done place in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla, now also providing cell phone repair.
When you're running a business, you need a partner you can count on. At Total Office Concepts, we provide not only workspace design, furniture, and network IT support, we are also experts in phone systems, security systems, and PC repair. From reducing printing costs to wireless connectivity, Total Office Concepts is your one-stop shop for today's technology. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 today. At Total Office Concepts, we make your workspace work.
It's time to get down and dirty in the yard, that is. And L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla, has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing. While you're there, pick up a bag of pet food at truckload pricing. Look for weekly in-store specials. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store, for spring products today. East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
Spring is finally here, and that means we'll all be spending more time outside. And nice weather means yard work. Get into the Pendleton and Walla Walla grocery outlets for lawn and garden tools, flower pots, plants, and even potting soil. Shop Grocery Outlet for the items you want at prices that can't be beat. Grocery Outlet in Walla Walla and Pendleton.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
The month of May is a favorite from McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla. It's all about helping others and making a difference during the McCurley Integrity Dealership's annual Wheels Make Wishes Come True. In the spirit of the month, we want to help you keep your vehicle cruising for years to come. So take advantage of amazing spring service and May maintenance specials that are going on right now. Like $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. We know your time is valuable. We'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Take care of your maintenance and service needs while helping others at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla during the McCurley Integrity Dealership's annual Wheels Make Wishes Come True. To schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details. Cannot be combined with other offers. Expires 5/31/18.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality brand name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time, making sure that your commercial computer network stays running to keep your business going strong. Doyle Computer Solutions. From networks to servers to individual workstations, Doyle Computer Solutions has the staff and experience that you can rely on. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Everyday life can be overwhelming. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom or you work outside the home as well, finding time for it all can be challenging. One way to reclaim time for what you love is by getting some help around the house. That's where Handmade Cleaning comes in. We offer a new generation of cleaning and restoration concepts. We at Handmade Cleaning specialize in the interior beautification of homes and apartments just like yours. We bring everything we need to clean your home. To learn more, visit handmadecleaning.com.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Your YMCA is having a yard sale to benefit youth scholarships on Saturday, June 2nd from 7 to 4 at the YMCA. Local residents donate to the YMCA in several ways. from our annual youth sustaining campaign to capital development. The YMCA yard sale is another way to donate. If you have yard sale items you'd like to donate, bring them to the Y on Friday, May 18th from 3 to 6, or on Friday, May 25th from 2 to 4. And then come shop at the YMCA yard sale for youth scholarships from 7 to 4 on Saturday, June 2nd. Keeping abreast of local community news, sports, and information in the Walla Walla Valley is now easier than ever with your smartphone, tablet, or computer. Visit unionbulletin.com and get the best in local sports and photography, plus trusted, need-to-know local news and information, and online classifieds. The Union Bulletin is proud to support the Valley's communities and schools. Join the conversation at unionbulletin.com. That's union-bulletin.com.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And we are back live here at John Thacker Field. We had an unusual situation come about. We're out here in the sun, and our communication phone actually overheated. So let that be a lesson to you, Mr. Powers. You've got to make sure that the phone doesn't overheat here. I can confirm that starting for the Hawks will be Kobe Morris. He of the double check this here, make sure I've got the right information as far as pitching is concerned. Yes, sir. 7 starts, 7 wins, 1.36 ERA. And talking to the AD a little earlier, he was concerned about the possibility of an injury, but he is slated to start here against Freeman, and we do need the strongest pitching, obviously, we can find. Let's go ahead and go through the lineup. Batting first is going to be the center fielder, Kyler Tyner. Batting second is going to be the catcher, Matt McKenzie. And then batting third is going to be the shortstop, Kyron Morris. Batting fourth is going to be the pitcher, Kobe Morris. Batting fifth is going to be the left fielder, Silas Shumate. Is going to go off the mound and start patrolling in left field in this quarterfinal game. And then batting sixth is going to be the shortstop, number 22, Justin McKenzie. I have him down as shortstop, Justin McKenzie. McKenzie moving from first base to short. And then batting seventh will be the second baseman, Jackson Shumate. And then batting eighth will be the first baseman, number 12, Andrew Arias. If I've got the numbers correct, hopefully I've got this correct. And then finally, batting ninth is going to be the right fielder, Kobe Morris. Yes, I do have that right. No, I do not have that right. Who the heck? Yeah. There we are for Freeman. They are going to start. Let's see. You've got too many papers you got to contend with. Here we go. All right. Batting first is going to be their second baseman, Ryan Hayek. Batting second is going to be their shortstop, number 12, Keegan Cottrell. Batting third is going to be their center fielder, number 24, Desmond Parisotto. He was the winning pitcher in the earlier game against Kai B. Batting fourth will be the catcher, number 20, Connor Freudenthal. And then batting fifth, the first baseman, number 8, Jace Phelan. Batting sixth will be their pitcher, number 4, Michael Cumont, a man who's got a sub-1 ERA for the season. Batting 7th is going to be their third baseman, number 6, Jordan Eskridge. Batting 8th is going to be their left fielder, number 34, Caleb Watts. And then finally, batting at the bottom of the order is their right fielder, number 5. That is Garrett Barnes. And that, like I said, Michael Cumont is going to be pitching for them. And for College Place, we're going to have Kobe Morris on the mound. And we are not going to honor the flag, so we're going to get right to it with Cumont on the mound. And his backstop, again, will be number 20. That is Connor Freudenthal. And going to be facing, nope, that's old information right there. Let's get to the new information. So there's Freeman's lineup, and here is CPHS. And that is going to be, That's right. Kumont is the pitcher, and I beg your pardon, my phone's starting to make a little bit of fuss there, and then we've got Morris. Got Morris starting for College Place. So Kumont's on the mound doing a little bit of warm-up, and we're going to go ahead and keep it right here because I'm a little bit of a rookie at this whole baseball announcing sort of stuff, and I've found sometimes that time can catch you by surprise. So we'll go ahead and keep it right here while Kumont takes up his warming pitches with Freudenthal at the backstop. Yeah, now Freudenthal's firing to second for his last pitch. So the leadoff hitter now is going to come up, and that is Kyler Tyner, who went 1-for-3 in the first game, batted 500 for the season in 87 plate appearances. Tyner, right-hander, steps in against Kumont, also a right-hander. And Kumont now is going to wind and fire, and here we go. And his first pitch is low and outside, ball one. 1-0 just underway here if you just tuned in at John Thacker Field here at Ferris High School in Spokane. Quarterfinal action in the state high school tournament as Tyner offers that the 1-0 pitch, and he grounds out to shortstop and throws to first in time to get him one down. Just underway. Matt McKenzie now is going to step in.
Hitting the catcher, number 3, Matt
McKenzie. McKenzie will be donning his, what many pitchers back in the 40s and 50s called, the tools of ignorance, because it's such a tough position to play. You really got to be talented and skilled, and McKenzie obviously is, to function as well as he does behind the plate. He went 1-for-3 in the first game, and he takes Kumont's first pitch off speed, low and inside, ball one. 1-0. Now McKenzie steps in, and Kumont winds and fires. The 1-0 pitch is also going to be grounded again to shortstop, and it takes it off his chest, and McKenzie's going to beat it out. Or did they say they get him? Yeah, McKenzie just managed to beat it out as the ground ball took a bad hop off the shortstop's chest, that shortstop being, you know what, I'm not going to get the shortstop. And by the time he recovered, McKenzie had beat it out, and credit McKenzie with a base hit. So one down, one man on, and we got Kyron Morris now at the plate as Kumont stops and considers and from the stretch, and Morris rips it into the right field. Oh, but the right fielder is there to gather it back in. That ball was sinking in a hurry, but the right fielder was right there to gather it in. So Morris, having put a good contact on that ball, but the right fielder was playing it at just the right depth and was able to hustle in and get it. If he'd been playing a little bit deeper, that would have been a base hit. As it is, McKenzie takes his lead with two down here on the first, and Kumont settles in to, let's see, he's pitching to Kobe Morris now. And the off-speed pitch catches the outside part of the plate, 0-1. Now Kumont from the stretch delivers the 0-1 pitch, and Morris hacks it down the left field line, foul. And the third base coach made a barehanded grab at it, but probably decided discretion was a better part of valor and let it go. 0-2 on Kobe Morris. And Kumont settles in from the stretch, and his 0-2 pitch is going to be, again, ground ball to shortstop, and he goes to second for the short out, and that'll be the end of the top of the first. Hawks get no runs on one hit. They leave one man on, and at the end of one half of an inning, we have no score here from Ferris High School. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Shortstop Ryan Hayek will lead off for the Freeman Scotties against Kyron Morris, who is still taking his warm-up pitches. And we will be seeing We'll be seeing Hayek. We'll be seeing shortstop Keegan Cottrell. And we're going to see the center fielder. Number 24, Desmond Parisotto. He was the winning pitcher in the game earlier. And Morris, this is the first time I've had a chance to see his delivery. His is a three-quarter delivery on the verge. I mean, he's not quite a Submariner, but he definitely does not come over the top when he comes to the plate. So the second baseman now, Hayek, steps in against Morris. And Hayek now getting set. And Morris set, ready to go quickly. Delivers, and again, with that almost Submariner, with a lot of movement, grooves it down the left side of the plate, strike one. Hayek just content to look at Morris quickly with the 0-2 pitch, a little bit high, 1-1. And boy, if Morris is suffering from some soreness, it is not showing. The ball's got some snap to it. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and that catches the inside part of the plate, 1-2. Hayek not even offering to swing right now, as I can see that Morris's delivery can be a little bit confusing. And here's the 1-2 pitch, and that is going to be lifted down the right field line, and it is going to drift away foul. Down towards the, they have a very large tarp on the, down the right field line on the fair part of the playing field. We've got some fans seated down there. Hayek, still with the count 1-2, is behind him. Are they going to say, yep, they're going to say that Morris, they're going to say that Morris hit Hayek. So I got Parisotto. No, this is Keegan Cottrell. Yeah, there we go. Keegan Cottrell, left-hander, is going to step in now against Morris, with Hayek taking a lead from first. Morris takes a peek down at first. Now he's going to throw down there and force Hayek back down. Arias, the new first baseman, he didn't play earlier, fields it easily. Morris now from the stretch is going to deliver, and that gets fouled up against the curtain here. Back down into the batter, and the on-deck circle is going to pick that up, 0-1. No score here. Bottom of the first, to John Thacker Field. Hawks had a base runner at the top of the first. Freeman Scotties have got a base runner as well. No one out. The 0-1 pitch, just flat out high smoke that Cottrell swung right through, 0-2. Cottrell's going to adjust his batting glove. Now he'll climb back into the batter's box. And Morris, hunkering down on the rubber, takes a peek back at first and settles in, and now from the stretch delivers the 0-2 pitch. That's going to be outside, 1-2. Last report I had from softball is that they had been winning, and unfortunately my phone can't handle the sun glare, so I can't give you an update right now, as Morris's 0-2 pitch is going to be popped into right field. And the right fielder is coming in, gathers it in, and Hayek is going to have to scoot back to first base. And we have one down here in the first.
Desmond Parisotto.
Parisotto, left-handed pitcher, is going to bat right-handed. And he mowed down Kai B here earlier, pitching five innings of shutout ball, as Morris now is going to go to first to try and catch Hayek napping, but he scrambles back. So Morris again retreats to the rubber, getting ready to deliver to Parisotto. Looking in for the signal, takes a peek at first, now set from the stretch, delivers. Fastball inside, 1-0. Both teams a little bit more deliberate than they were in their first games, as Parisotto now steps in, and Morris again going to take a look at first, settles in now from the stretch, delivers the 1-0 pitch, and bad release point. And attempted steal gets past Jackson Shoemate, and now Hayek is going to end up going all the way to third on a bad throw on the steal. So credit a stolen base and then an error getting Hayek all the way to third base. So Hayek, having been hit, steals second, and then advances to third on an error. So now Morris with a man on third and one out, delivers. And that ball is going to be looped into center field. Shoemate's going to have to go back for it. It falls into no man's land. And Hayek is going to score easily on a bloop single by Desmond Parisotto. And that's actually the first hit. First hit of the game. Yeah. So Parisotto gets credit for a single. One hit, one run. That run is arguably unearned due to the error. One down, Freeman up 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. With Connor Freudenthal now at the plate. Morris delivers, going to be low and outside. Ball one, 1-0. Hawks down 1-0 to open the earlier game as well, so nothing to panic over just yet as Morris settles into the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch is going to be fouled right back. And came through. That's the second foul ball I've seen go through a little opening here in the backstop and almost land in someone's lap. 1-1. Freudenthal, 426 hitter on the season. 29 hits, 29 ribbies, 6 doubles, and 1 home run. The 1-1 pitch instead is the throw back to first again, and this time Parisotto's back in time. Morris staring down for the signal. He's going to take a look, peek again, another peek over at first, and then he settles from the stretch. Here's the 1-1 pitch on the way now, and that's an off-speed pitch that loops outside, 2-1. Morris nodding for the signal. Parisotto taking a lead from first. And Morris delivers a 2-1 pitch. Attempted steal is going to be fouled down the third baseline. So Parisotto's going to have to go back. A little hit and run action attempted there. 2-2. One down, one in, one inning. Bottom of the first, that is. Freeman 1, College Place nothing. 2-2 count on Freudenthal. Morris settles down, and here comes the 2-2 pitch, and swing and a miss, and an outside pitch. Morris gets his first K of the day. Two down.
Hitting the first baseman, number 8, Chase Phelan.
So now we have the first baseman. That is number 8, Jace Phelan, a sophomore, hit 241 on the season. Probably count on Morris to come in kind of hard here, although Phelan is a left-hander. Morris, again, takes a look at first, and he's going to fire back to third first and make sure Parisotto stays honest. Guess we don't have to worry about the phone overheating because the clouds have come in again up here in Spokane. Lots of broken clouds in the sky, so we'll be getting some sun breaks. Morris delivers the 0-1, and it's off of Morris's wrist, but then Jackson Shoemate is there to clean up at second base, and he goes to first for the out, and that will bring an end to the first inning. But Freeman gets on the board. One run on one hit, one man left. And at the end of one, it's Freeman 1, College Place nothing. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of 2 or 3, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back here live at John Thacker Field, Freeman 1, College Place nothing after 1. College Place did manage to get a base runner in that first inning, and Freeman kind of manufactured their run. Their leadoff hitter got hit by a pitch, stole second, advanced to third on a throwing error by McKenzie, and then proceeded to score on a bloop single into right field by, let's see, you know, did I give credit for that? I probably didn't. Yeah, we got to give credit to, it's not McKenzie. That's right, that was Parisotto with the run batted in. And now, Silas Shoemate, who pitched the complete game earlier, is going to step in against Kumont. And Kumont's pitch is bad release point, low and outside. 1-0 on Shoemate. Silas going, as I recall, 1-for-3 in the opener. And, of course, pitching the complete game, Kumont's 1-0 offering is right down the middle, and Silas loops it into center field for a base hit. So leadoff single by Silas as he makes a wide turnaround first and then wisely decides to put on the brakes.
Now hitting the third baseman, number 22, Justin McKenzie.
And we've got now the third baseman, Justin McKenzie. He's switched from first to step in here and see if he can advance Silas beyond first base. McKenzie, rather compactly built young man, takes the first offering and check swing, nevertheless crosses the plate. That's going to be strike one, 0-1. Top of the second, 1-0 Freeman. Hawks with a man on first and no one out. Kumont's second offering is an off-speed pitch inside, 1-1. McKenzie looking down third base for the signals. Could be that the bunt might be on here. As Shoemate takes his lead from first, and Kumont's going to settle in from the stretch. He's going to fire a fastball, rip down the first baseline, but got a late swing on him. That's going to be foul. 1-2. And man, Shoemate was on his horse. He'd already rounded second, was thinking about going home, but that was fouled by a good 10, 15 feet. Kumont now going to step off while waiting for McKenzie to step back in. Now McKenzie's ready to go, so Kumont steps on. He looks over at Shoemate, and he's going to settle in from the stretch. Here comes the 1-2 pitch, and check swing. It's tangled in the dirt. And home plate umpire signals to first see if McKenzie offered, and they said no. Ball two. 2-2. Deuces wild. 2 balls, 2 strikes, second inning. No outs, though, we're happy to say. McKenzie on Kumont with a quick snap throw to first. Shoemate dives back. Silas quickly again goes out for that lead. Kumont from the stretch settles in. Here's a 2-2 pitch. It's going to be ripped out of the third baseline fair. And Shoemate's coming around second. He's going to have to hold up as no one had the wheels to take advantage of that. So credit McKenzie with a long single. And the Hawks have men on at first and second with no one out. And that'll bring Jackson Shoemate to the plate. And with two on and no one out, and Jackson batting I want to make sure I get this right here. Where are you at there, Shoemate? Yeah, batting 190 is probably looking to score up to bunt. Kumont looks back at second, and now he's going to fire. And sure enough, Jackson puts a nice bunt down the third baseline, and Kumont actually manages to get the force at third, as Jackson's bunt was a little bit too strong. So no sacrifice credited there, as now we have Jackson Shoemate on at first and McKenzie on at second, 2 on and 1 out. And this is Andrew Arias batting under 100. He's having his first appearance of the day. And Kumont's first offering is quite a bit inside, 1-0. Arias not squaring to bunt on that offering. Jackson Shoemate at second. McKenzie at second. Jackson Shoemate at first. Arias at the plate. Here's Kumont's offering. And that's inside, but catches the inner black, 1-1. Yeah, unfortunately, the sacrifice did not work, and the Hawks ended up giving it up and out, and nothing to show for it, as Kumont's 1-1 offering now is on the way. And Arias fouls it straight back, and we've got some fans here who put their hands up getting ready to catch it. You can sit here and tell yourself all day long that fence is going to catch it, but the hindbrain says you need to stop that. Kumont now, from the stretch, the 1-2 offering is going to be popped up and onto Regal Avenue. Going to pop right behind me, and I didn't hear a car get hit, which is a good sign. I can't imagine what the drivers of Regal Avenue must be used to this, occasionally finding strange white things much larger than hailstones getting ready to hit their cars. Kumont now getting ready to deliver once again. The 1-2 pitch is on the way, and Arias smacks it down just past the shortstop. Seeing eye single by Andrew Arias. And now the Hawks have the bases juiced with one down.
Number 20, Tanner Schreindahl.
And we've got Tanner Schreindahl, the right fielder, coming to bat. Schreindahl, southpaw, facing the right-handed Kumont. And here is a chance for the Hawks to do some damage. Here we go. And Kumont's first pitch is low. Ball one. 1-0. I am sure the Hawks love to see a base hit or a gapper. They'll even take a base on balls, but we've got a fly ball to center field, and unfortunately the center field is able to gather it, but we've got McKenzie cruising in, and he is able to score. And then Arias, in the confusion following that, goes from first to second, and Jackson Shoemate goes from second to third, so the sacrifice is good. Credit Schreindahl with an RBI, and the game is tied now at 1-1, and the Hawks still have two men on. They've got men on second and third with two out, as Kyler Tyner is going to step in for his second at bat. 0-1 thus far. Kumont from the stretch lets fire, and Kiner fouls it straight back into the netting. 0-1. Kyler, 500 batter on the season. Does have three doubles. Three doubles, one triple, and a home run. And what we give for an extra base hit right here is the 0-1 offering is given, and Kiner tries to drag bunt, but he ends up fouling it behind the plate and then scoots it forward. So quickly now we're 0-2. And trying to get the softball update, but still just a little bit too bright. Kiner waiting the 0-2 pitch. Here it comes, and he manages, I believe, to foul it down the right field line. So staying alive here. Bottom of the second, two men, two on, two down. Game tied at one, as Kumont's 0-2 offering again to Kiner is going to be a swing and a miss. And that'll put it into the inning. But the Hawks do some damage. One run on three hits. Two men left. And after one and a half, we are tied 1-1. You are listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hey, Walla Walla. This is Megan from Walt's Place. Our family started Walt's Place in 2016 on 2nd Street next to Jakey's Flowers. As a down-home American diner, there's nothing else quite like Walt's Place in these parts. Simply put, we love cooking great food for you at a reasonable price. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., Walt's Place offers some of the most delicious breakfast and lunch specials available in these parts. I'd like to invite you to come home for a great meal to Walt's Place, 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Morris on the mound for the Hawks is going to meet his opponent, Michael Kumont, to lead off the bottom of the second. And following Kumont will be the third baseman, Eskridge, and then the left fielder, Caleb Watts. Kumont throws right, bats right against the right-handed Morris.
Now hitting the pitcher, number 4, Michael Kumont.
Could not tell you how Kumont did in the first game because I did not keep those stats. But here we go to open the bottom of the second. Morris throws a strike right down the middle, and Kumont tries a drag bunt but ends up missing it. So that was a strike in just about every way you could make it. Morris quickly now, the 0-1. Oh, sunk it down, put it outside, and Kumont flailed at it with no prayer. Quickly, 0-2. Kumont batted .383 over the season. The 0-2 pitch is going to be popped up on the infield. McKenzie, right up against the backstop, is able to gather it in just down the right field line, about halfway down the first baseline. So one down as Kumont pops up on the infield.
Now hitting the third baseman, number six, Jordan Eskridge.
Number six, Jordan Eskridge, sophomore third baseman, having batted 308 on the season, is going to step in against Morris. Morris rears and fires, gives that three-quarter delivery. That's going to be high and inside, 1-0. Eskridge asks to wait, now quickly steps in, and here comes Morris with the 1-0 delivery. That is also inside, but catches the, paints the block, 1-1. Morris wanting to work quickly now with the 1-1 pitch, and that's foul down the right field line. Yep, that also found Regal Avenue, to the excitement of the Saturday afternoon drivers here on this fairly sunny day here at Ferris High School. The 1-2 delivery, off speed, dropped a little bit early. So low, 2-2. And I'm going to hide the phone so we don't lose it. And the 2-2 offering is going to be ground to shortstop. Gets gathered in and fired to first in time. Two down here in the second.
The left fielder, number 34, Caleb Watt.
And for whatever reason, the scoreboard is claiming that Freeman is the guest. And I don't understand why, because Freeman batted second. So Caleb Watts will step in, having batted 318 over the season. Morris rears and fires, a little high, 1-0. Watts quickly steps back in. Morris towing around the front of the mound, now retreats the rubber. Now he's going to fire the 1-0 pitch, and that's going to be ground to shortstop. Gathers it up and fires to first, and it's a 1-2-3 second inning for the Hawks. We go to the third. Freeman 1, College Place 1. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
According to a U.S. Department of Energy study, the average life of a water heater is 10 to 15 years. I bet you're asking yourself how you've ended up with a broken-down water heater after only a few years. The answer? Lack of maintenance. Call Total Comfort Solutions at 509-204-1744 for a quality water heater tune-up, or visit us online at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions. Feel the difference.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So College Place, on their second trip through the lineup thus far, they are going to bring, if I have my numbering correctly, they're going to bring up Matt McKenzie, Kyron Morris, and Colby Morris to the plate against Michael Kumont to start the third inning. Kumont thus far having given up four hits, only one run. That run earned. Colby Morris given up exactly one hit, and that one was actually unearned. McKenzie now will step in, having on 1-for-1 already.
Matthew McKenzie, the catcher,
having got aboard in the first inning, but with nothing to show for it, as Kumont's first offering is going to be bad release point, low and outside, 1-0. McKenzie batting .533 over the season, and that second offering is ripped down the left field line, foul. Got just a little bit ahead of that one, 1-1. McKenzie steps back in. Kumont now with a 1-1 offering. And that's going to be tapped to short, and the shortstop booted it. Yeah, the ball just skipped right under his glove, and McKenzie's going to get in first easily. They don't even try and catch him. Credit that as an error.
Shortstop, number 18,
E6. And with no one out, once again, the Hawks have the leadoff man aboard in Matt McKenzie. And we've got Kyron Morris still looking for his first hit of the day. He's 0-for-4 so far. And before he even steps in, Kumont fires to first to try and catch McKenzie napping. Now Morris, the southpaw, is going to step in. McKenzie with a healthy lead from first. Kumont from the stretch takes a peek. Now he's going to fire, and the first pitch is going to be a low strike, 0-1. And no, I'm not criticizing the umpire, because that certainly could have been a knee-high strike. Now the 0-1 pitch from Kumon as he looks up from the stretch, and that's going to be outside. Nope, take it back. Paint the black again, 0-2. Tyron Morris, 565 hitter, and he's been having issues with high strike, low ball counts so far today. As Kumont fires again, this one's going to be outside, and despite Freudenthal's effort to frame it as a strike, the umpire is not biting. 1-2. Tied at one, top of the third. One on, no one out here for the Hawks. As Kumont now takes his time. Now he's going to fire, and that's definitely going to be way outside. 2-2. Morris going to have to protect the plate, but he's also allowing Kumont opportunity to burn some pitches. McKenzie takes his lead from first. Kumont with a 2-2 offer is going to be fouled down the left field line off the backstop. McKenzie retreats. Now Morris is going to dig back in, and he's ready to go. Kumont comes set. And from the stretch, he fires a 2-2 pitch, and that's going to be looped into center field, and that's going to drop for a base hit. And then McKenzie, who wanted to make sure it wasn't going to get caught, kind of took his time getting to second, but it manages to get in just fine. And finally, Morris gets off the snide and gets his first hit of the day. Two on, nobody out for the Hawks here. Top of the third, men on first and second. And Kobe Morris now to the plate as Kumont looks back at second, and now he fires, and it's a little bit high. Again, Freudenthal tried to frame it as a strike, but when you got your mitt above your catcher's head, and the umpire's not going to go for it, 1-0. And Kumont's 1-0 pitch is going to be tattooed into right field, and it's going to get over the head of the right fielder and all the way to the wall. So we've got two Hawks coming right up against one another. We've got McKenzie and Kyron Morris are both going to score within 5 feet of one another as Kobe Morris steams into second with a two-run double, and it's 3-1 College Place. Double for Kobe Morris. Let's see, got to get by. There we go. And give him two RBI. And it's 3-1. Now we've got, this should be Silas Shoemate stepping in as Kumont looks back at Morris a second, and Silas hacks at it and fouls it straight back against the backstop and then stands on home plate and kind of grips the bat and says, you didn't attack that one right. 0-1 on the game, winning pitcher of game one. Shoemate waiting for Kumont's 0-1 offering, and here it comes. And that one is skied into right field, and right fielder is tracking it. He's going to get it, and Kobe Morris fakes as though he's going for third. Right fielder brings it into the shortstop, and Morris is going to stay put. So two down now. No, I checked that. One out.
Now hitting the third baseman, number 22, Justin McKenzie.
McKenzie now to step in, and McKenzie right now 1-for-1 for the day, having had a single and scoring in the first inning. He swings and misses at an off-speed offering from Kumont, 0-1. 3-1 College Place, top of the third here. Kumont looks back at second, and McKenzie foul tips it. 0-2. And Kumont he's not coming into McKenzie at all. And McKenzie right now looks like he's going after these off-speed outside pitches. Kobe Morris takes his lead from second. And Kumont's 0-2 offering. That one, McKenzie manages to drive just foul down the third baseline. And I mean, got some College Place fans to the writing room going, you can't do that. And it's like that ball went right over third base. But then as it landed, it was clearly to the left of the foul line. So that was a good call. And McKenzie, running for his life, got all the way to second. Now he's got to come back. And Jackson, Shoemate, on deck hitter, hands him his bat. He says, sorry, son, you're going to have to go for it again. So McKenzie's still on that 0-2 situation. We'll step in here in a moment. Kobe Morris taking a lead from second. And Kumont now with a pause, looks back at second. And now he fires to McKenzie. The 0-2 pitch is going to be strike three called. Just stared it in, and McKenzie is strikeout victim, I believe, number one of Kumont. So Jackson Shoemate now will step in. Having gone 0 for 1 earlier, his attempted sacrifice ended up being too far down the third baseline when he came in earlier in the first, rather the second inning. Kumont's first offering is low and outside, 1-0. And now he looks back at Kobe Morris. And from the stretch, delivers the 1-0 pitch, and Jackson Shoemate taps it to third, takes it off his chest, is going to pick it up, and still throw to first in time to get Jackson Shoemate. And the third inning comes to an end, but not after College Place draws some blood. Two runs on three hits, one man left. And as we go to the bottom of the third, College Place 3, Freeman 1. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at John Thacker Field on the grounds of Ferris High School in semi-sunny Spokane. 3-1 College Place. They score one in the second. They score two in the third. And they have held Freeman to the one run that they got in the first inning. As number five here is going to step in, that is the right fielder, Garrett Barnes. It's interesting. Thought I had him as batting earlier. I guess I was mistaken. So this is Barnes' first time up, and he batted .242 on the season. As Morris' first offering, that lovely, that's almost a Submariner look. Low and knee-high, strike one. Quickly. Morris' second offering is going to be foul down the right field line. And so Barnes, quickly, in an 0-2 hole. Morris' 0-2 offering. Weak swing is going to be gathered up by the strike. Tries to barehand it and can't quite come up with it. You got to credit Barnes with an infield single there, because the shortstop, Kyron Morris, he had to run at that full speed, and he had to make a barehanded grab and catch and throw in one motion, and just wasn't quite able to get a handle on it. So you got to credit Barnes with an infield single to open the third inning. So then Ryan Hayek will come in, having been hit by a pitch, stolen a base, goes to third on an error, and then scored the only run of the game. Morris, having given up the run, was unearned. Hayek, having facing his first pitch low and outside, 1-0. Morris then goes to first on the next offering. And Barnes gets back in time. So now Morris, back on the rubber, is going to pause, fire the 1-0 pitch. It's going to be looped into left field, and the left fielder is going to have to play it on a hop. So two base hits and two base runners now in the third for Freeman. Men on first and second, no one out. As Hayek, who simply pested his way to first base, earned that one on his second time up. And up will come Keegan Cottrell, southpaw, 0 for 1 in his first appearance. Morris is offering. The bunt is going to be down the left field line, but it ends up trickling foul. Had the right distance. The angle just wasn't quite right, fortunately, for the Hawk infield, because he had the ball placed right in terms of distance as well. Morris was going to have to go a long way to get that ball, so happily a trickled foul. So now we're going to have the 0-1 offering, and again, Cottrell looks to bunt, and that one's going to be popped up right to the first baseman. And Jackson Shoemate covering first. They're getting ready to get him, but all the base runners get back, so the sacrifice fails. Popping up straight to the first baseman. And that will bring up Desmond Parasoto, who has the lone RBI. He managed to single home on a bloop to right field, the base runner in the first inning. Morris's first offering is way outside, 1-0. Two on, one down, a 1-0 count here in the bottom of the third. Hawks leading 3-1. Morris, 0-1 offering to Parasoto is fouled and straight back, 1-1. Parasoto pitched a gem the first game. He pitches as a southpaw, and I was talking to an umpire next to the game. He's from Trail, B.C., Parasoto is, and bats normally right, but being a hockey player, he learns that left-handed throwing motion. As Morris's 1-1 pitch is going to be fouled again straight back off the backstop. So Parasoto, a natural right-hander, because of so many years playing hockey, becomes a pretty skilled left-handed pitcher, and he was throwing some smoke earlier. I'm happy we're not facing it. As he steps in now for the 1-2 pitch, Morris staring down for the signal. Now he settles in, and here comes the 1-2 pitch, and he dropped down, went full submariner on that one, but it ended up being outside, 2-2. You do not want to walk this man. Second base runner takes a healthy lead. Morris now delivers with the 2-2, and Parasoto skies it into center field. Jackson's going to have to go back. The right left right fielder, rather, comes in, and he ends up making the catch, and the runners are going to have to hold on a shallow fly by Desmond Parasoto. And Morris, despite facing men on first and second with no one out, is now one out away from getting out of this mini jam, hanging on to this two-run lead. Winner goes on to the quarterfinals to play next Friday at 7 o'clock in Yakima. The loser goes home. Freeman, technically the home team, is also playing in front of a right fair smart of Freeman fans, because Rockford, I guess, isn't that far away from Spokane, where Freeman is located. So now Morris with two down here in the third. Settles in to face Freudenthal, and the opening pitch is swing and a miss. Freudenthal just behind a cutting fastball there. I don't know if Morris has a cutter, but it had a drop to it, but it also had some hop at the same time. Freudenthal hitting .426 on the season, fairly healthy. Waits now for the 0-1 pitch, and here it comes from Morris, and he manages to tap it weakly to short, and short's going to simply go directly to second and get Hayek on his way in, and the Hawks escape the danger. We get no runs on two hits, two men left. We go to the top of the fourth. College Place 3, Freeman 1. You're listening to College Place Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC 2.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2 Walla Walla.
So past the halfway point here in College Place, leading 3-1 over Freeman in this loser out game. Winner goes on to the quarterfinals in Yakima, and the Hawks have been able to put the bat on the ball against Michael Kuma. The Hawks, by my count, have 6 hits, 1 double, and the 3 runs batted in. Runs batted in credited to, let's see, that is Tanner Schreindel, and then Kobe Morris knocked in 2 in that 2-run third inning. And we're a little bit delayed in getting started here because the catcher, Freudenthal, ended up being the last bat of the inning. And so you've got to give him an opportunity to take at least one pitch. Now he throws on to second, and we're getting ready to go with Alex. Andrew Arias is going to step in. Arias, one for one. He managed to bloop into right field, as I remember here, to lead off the fourth. Kumont, with his leadoff offering of the fourth, is going to be low and outside, 1-0. Oh, sorry. We've got some, and boy, if I've got the score correct, it looks like softball's leading 11-4. As Kumont's second offering is ripped into left field by Arias, he's 2-for-2, and he takes a wide turnaround first and ends up getting cut off by the left fielder, and Arias, who, let's see, I got to find my stats here. An 0-95 hitter. He's 2-for-2. So, leadoff man aboard again for the Hawks. And we've got Tanner Schreindel to step in. Schreindel is technically not had an at-bat because he had a sacrifice fly earlier, and he's going to offer. Bunt ends up being missed and then throw down to first. Arias manages to get back in time. And they're going to say that Schreindel did not offer on the bunt. So credit that as ball, 1-0. Arias, taking a healthy lead, quickly has to skitter back. This Kumont saying, behave yourself. So Schreindel settles in. Kumont looks to first. And from the stretch, Kumont now delivers the 1-0 pitch, and we're offering the bunt again and draws it back. I'm going to say either the offer was made or it caught the left side of the plate. Strike one, 1-1 on Tanner Schreindel. So Tanner steps in, now waiting for the Kumont offering. Here's the 1-1 offering, and we offer the bunt again, and it ends up being bunt foul back. Bounce foul straight back. So now Schreindel's probably going to have to swing away. Unable to execute the sacrifice unless, now I'm hardly a baseball expert, but I've watched my fair share. You usually don't bunt with two strikes. So Kumont now with a 1-2 offering. And yeah, Schreindel is just going to wait for it, and it's outside 2-2. No more bunting. Arias taking a modest lead from first. Kumont staring straight in, just glances. Phone disconnected for some reason. I apologize. We got a 2-2 count on Tanner Schreindel right here. Hawks leading 3-1, and the 2-2 offering is golfed down the right field line foul. Schreindel making Kumont work here, though. Arias, again, taking a modest lead from first. Kumont just nods at him. Now let's go to the 2-2 pitch, and that is going to be, oh, they're going to say, got the outside part of the plate, and Schreindel strikes out looking. Okay, I count that as the second strikeout for Kumont. And we'll go back to the top of the order. Kyler Tyner now will step in, having gone 0-for-2 thus far. Arias, still at first, one on, no one in. Hawks leading 3-1 here, top of the fourth, and Kumont's offering is an off-speed pitch that skirls outside, 1-0. I apologize, phone's deciding just going to make noises for some reason. Kumont's second pitch is an Ephus, way off-speed that loops in for a strike, and Kiner, I think, couldn't quite believe his eyes. 1-1. And here's the 1-1 offering. That's a fastball, and Kiner offers the bunt, but ends up taking it foul down the third baseline. 1-2. As these spotty clouds now are going to cover the outfield, and now they're going to cover the infield and eventually make our way back here to the scorer's table. Kumont now with a 1-2 offering. And that's going to be way outside, with Fredenthal having to hustle to gather it back in. Kiner now facing a 2-2 count. See if the Hawks can't maybe walk their way into getting two men on base here. One on, one down, 3-1 Hawks, top of the fourth. Kumont's next offering, they're going to say it's a ball. And I, for the life of me, that looked like a strike. But, oh, sorry. My information on the Hawks softball has been incorrect. Connell is leading the Hawks, unfortunately, 12-4. So I'm sorry if I got anyone's hopes up. As Kumont now facing a full count, 3-2. Kiner hoping to walk his way on. Instead swings as a chopper to third base. Going to be gathered on the first bounce. Looks to second. Goes to first and gets Kiner in time. And Arias proceeds to second.
Now Matt McKenzie
will step up. Nat 1-for-2 right now. He had a single in the first inning. Hawks unable to do anything with that, but they succeeded in the second and third as Kumont stares back at second. And now he delivers to McKenzie. Off speed pitch a little bit high. 1-0. Arias, fairly healthy lead off to second. Kumont stares at him, now looks back at McKenzie. Now it delivers to McKenzie, and McKenzie drills it into left field, and it's going to get past the left fielder all the way to the wall. Here comes Arias. He's going to score easy, and McKenzie is going to steam into second easily with a stand-up double and a ribby. And it is 4-1 College Place here on the top of the fourth. Matt McKenzie got a good handle on that ball, and the left fielder was going to have no prayer of getting it. And now, oh, the Freeman manager is telling Kumont that he's going to be done, and we're going to have a pitching change. So while the relief pitcher is warming up, we're going to take a break here with two out in the fourth. College Place with one man on, and they are leading 4-1. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So Jace Phelan, a sophomore, is going to come in. He had been, you know, he hadn't been at first base. Where had he been? He wasn't actually... Now, that's not right. I can't figure it. I thought maybe he'd been at third base, but at any rate, he is going to come in, and he has made 6 appearances thus far this season, 4 wins with 2 complete games, and a .79 ERA. Phelan's a southpaw, and just watching him warm up, right now I'm seeing a host of off-speed pitches, and Phelan fairly tall, so his delivery point is going to be potentially interesting. And... yeah, that's right. That's my problem. I'm sitting here looking at the wrong roster. Yeah, sure enough, Phelan. I had him, I think, as the first baseman. Yep. So Phelan's going to come in from first base and take over pitching duties. And Kyron Morris, who had gone 0-for-4 over the course of 2 games, now got off the schneid with a solid single in the last inning to help juice the bases. Is now going to face Phelan. So left-hander against left-hander. Phelan. His first offering of the day, looking back at second, is an off-speed pitch that's a little low on outside. Fredenthal tried to frame it as a strike, but Morris waited for it. 1-0. 4-1 College Place. Quarterfinal game here in the state tournament. The winner goes on to play Yakima next Friday. The loser's going to be out. The 1-0 pitch is going to be ripped by Morris right to the shortstop. He takes it on one hop and throws to first and gets him out. Morris hit it right on the button, but right to short. And Phelan manages to get out of the inning, but not after the Hawks strike again. One run on 2 hits, one man left. We go to the bottom of the fourth. College Place 4, Freeman 1. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC 2.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks manage to retire Michael Cumont, probably their second star pitcher, after 3 2/3 innings. Cumont gives up 4 runs on 8 hits. He had 2 strikeouts, no bases on balls. All those runs were earned. And the Hawks had their way with really a pretty tough star pitcher here, at least based on line information that was given in the past. Morris is going to continue on the mound for College Place, and he is going to face Phelan, who will keep his spot in the order. He's batting fifth, but now having moved from first base, he's going to be taking the role of pitcher as Phelan now is going to step in.
Now hitting for Freeman, number 8.
Tough, compact swing. Phelan only batting .241, though, for the season. And Phelan 0-1 thus far. Morris. Lead off the bottom of the fourth here. Here's his delivery. That's going to be low and inside, 1-0. Morris seemed to be getting comfortable there in the third inning. His 1-0 on the way is going to be a ground ball. Nice backstop by Jackson Shoemate. Gets to first. Oh! Not quite in time. Phelan legs out an infield single. Jackson Shoemate made a nice backhanded stop. Couldn't quite get up fast enough to fire it over to get Phelan. So one on and no one down here at the bottom of the fourth. And Cumont will step back in. And I'm assuming Cumont is taking over at first base. Cumont 0-1 thus far, takes Morris's first offering, low and outside, 1-0. Cumont, 383 hitter, was made look kind of weak by Morris first time up as Morris grooves the fastball down the center of the plate and Cumont just stares at it, evens the count at 1-1. Phelan with a very modest lead at first. As Morris stare him down and then Tyron steps off the rubber. Now Phelan's going to take about a 3-step lead. And the 1-1 pitch now to Cumont is going to be ground straight to shortstop. He steps on the bag for one and then goes to first with a long stretch and gets a double play. Yes, sir. Colby Morris. Or was that Kyron Morris? One of the Morris boys with the double play, and we go from one man on to two out and no one on. And Eskridge is going to step up now. Third baseman, 0-1 thus far. Morris's first pitch is a smoke down the middle, swung on and missed, 0-1. Eskridge. Asked to hang on. Now he steps in ready to go. Morris quickly with the 0-1 delivery. And that's just outside, 1-1. McKenzie tried to frame it as a strike, but the umpire wasn't having any. And now the 1-1 pitch, and that's going to be fouled straight back at me. Thank you, chain link fence. 1-2. Cumont wants to get his gloves adjusted. Now he steps in, ready to go. And here comes Morris with the 1-2 delivery, and that's inside. Oh, they're going to say it hit him. And that's the second batter hit by a pitch by Morris today. His first hit by pitch occurred at the very beginning of the game, then with a stolen base and an error to third, and then scored on a sac fly. So Cumont Where is he? Number four is going to be hit by a pitch. And Morris goes back to first to keep Kumont honest. Now his delivery to, who is this? This has got to be Eskridge. Nope, this isn't Eskridge, I beg your pardon. This is Caleb Watts. And Watts takes the first pitch inside, no, for a 1-0, and then Morris comes back again with an outside pitch that Watts swings wildly. I'd have no prayer to get. 1-1. One on, two down. 4-1 College Place here, bottom of the fourth, as Morris looks in for the signal. Kumont takes a modest lead from first, and Morris sets and now fires. That's going to be outside, 2-2. Sorry, 2-1. Morris, now from the stretch, delivers the 2-1. That was almost looked like a knuckleball. It ended up wandering high, 3-1. And haven't given up a base on balls yet. And you don't really want to do this to Watts, who has batted 318. But the 3-1 pitch is low and outside, and suddenly Morris has two on with two down. As we've got Kumont at second and Watts at first.
Number five, Garrett Barnes, the right fielder.
Garrett Barnes checks in. Number nine, he's 1-for-1 so far. Also with the run batted in. Sacrifice fly earlier in the game. Morris's first pitch is high, 1-0. You have to wonder maybe if he's beginning to tire. Now Morris's 1-0 offering is going to be a swing and a miss. And the 1-1 pitch had an odd release point, and it ends up wandering outside, 2-1. Morris suddenly having a little bit of trouble with his control. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. That is going to be fouled off the backstop towards the right. Count evens at 2-2. Deuces wild. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two men on. Bottom of the fourth, College Place leading 4-1. Here's the 2-2 offering from Morris. And that's outside 3-2. And Kobe Morris is one pitch away from juicing the bases for Freeman. You want to come in and make sure he gets a swing at something. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, and it's going to be grounded to first. He scoops it up and throws to Morris, who's covering first. And Kobe gets out of the jam. And the Hawks escape. No runs, two hits, two men left. And we're heading to the top of the fifth. College Place leading Freeman 4-1. Listen to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Pocket iNet Communications is now offering internet service that is an incredible 20 times faster than cable to the residents of Walla Walla Valley. You too can get access to this super high-speed gigabit internet by visiting pocketinet.crowdfiber.com and entering your address. That's pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Pocketinet.crowdfiber.com. Welcome to Gigabit Country. No limits, just possibilities.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
And top of the fifth here at John Thacker Field at Ferris High School up here in Spokane. College Place leading this quarterfinal game here. 4-1. Phelan in relief right now. He's pitched only a third of an inning, still taking his warm-up tosses. And we're going to have Kobe Morris step in. So it should be, if I'm counting right, it's going to be Morris, Silas Shoemate, and Justin McKenzie to face Phelan here in the fifth. Kobe Morris right now 1-for-2 with a double. And two runs batted in, and that critically important third inning is going to step in against the southpaw Phelan. So Kobe, a little scooping warm-up swing as Phelan now rares and fires, and Morris offers at the first offering. It's going to be hit. Two bouncer hit to the shortstop and manages to fire to first. And Morris is done. He'll be 1 for 3. One down. Here in the fifth, Silas Shoemate will now step to the plate, being 1 for 2 thus far. He either went, I think he went 1 for 3 in the first game as well, knocked in the go-ahead run in that first game. As Shoemate faces the initial offering, ooh, nice curveball that arced in. That was nasty. 0-1. Again, I'm hardly a baseball expert, but that ball had some arc to it. The 0-1 pitch. Late release is going to be high and outside, 1-1. Shoemate waiting for the 1-1 delivery, and now Phelan delivers, and it's going to be inside. I think it ended up tipping that. So 1-2 on Silas. Playing left field, having pitched the first game, the 1-2 delivery. Oh, he made an offer at it, ends up going in the dirt. And I can say he pulled it back. First baseman said you didn't really do it. So 2-2 now on Shoemate. Silas, I'm sure, wanting to continue his athletic career after some good years in basketball and some excellent years in baseball. The 2-2 delivery. And he waits for the off-speed pitch, and it's a two-bouncer to third base. Quickly scoops it up, throws to first, and Shoemate is out. And that'll bring up Justin McKenzie. Freshman third baseman, hitting 360 on the year. And McKenzie 1 for 2 thus far. Having scored, I believe, the first run. McKenzie waits for the offering, an off-speed pitch. That curveball sails in again. I'll tell you, it's feeling as an interesting curve. But boy, if you can learn to time it, I think it can be creamed. 0-1 as it stands for McKenzie right now. And the 0-1 offering on its way. And McKenzie hits another bouncer to third base. It ends up getting booted in the shortstop and is unable to clean it up. And so McKenzie, that ought to be, call me harsh, but I'm thinking that ought to be 5. Because the third baseman really ought to have gathered that in. So McKenzie gets to first on an error. And Jackson Shoemate's going to step to the plate with 2 out and 1 man on. Jackson, left-handed redhead, just stands and waits for the pitch. It goes sail past the catcher, and McKenzie steams into second easily on the wild pitch. By Phelan, first wild pitch of the game. Suddenly, College Place Hill with 2 down. He's got a man in scoring position. Let's see if Jackson can bring him home. Shoemate, right-hander, waiting for Phelan. Phelan looks and delivers the 1-0, and that's also in the dirt. This time, Freudenthal is able to gather it in, 2-0. Phelan perhaps being a little bit too concerned about McKenzie on second, where he needs to be concerned about Shoemate at the plate. Here comes the 2-0 delivery to the redhead, and Phelan deals, and that's down the middle, strike 1, 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike, 2 outs. 4-1, College Place here, top of the fifth. Shoemate waiting for the 2-1 delivery, and here she comes from Phelan, and he manages to tap that. It's going to be a slow grounder to second. Second baseman scoops it up and fires to first and gets Shoemate for the third out of the inning. And the Hawks don't score anything. We have no runs, no hits, 1 man left, and we go to the bottom of the fifth. College Place leading this quarterfinal, 4-1 over Freeman. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Vacation time is coming and you need to get your passport ready for travel. Hi, this is Sheila from Postalannex. Did you know that Postalannex is your place for passport photos and renewals? Come see us for the best passport photos in town. Then let us guide you through the renewal process. From pictures to paperwork to a check for payment, we'll help you get your application safely sent. That's Postalannex, your go-to get-it-done place in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla, now also providing cell phone repair.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So Kobe Morris comes back out to the mound for his fifth inning of work against Freeman. Thus far, he's given up 4 hits, 1 base on balls. I count him for 1 strikeout. He's given up 1 run. I have that as unearned. He did struggle some with his control towards the end of the fourth inning, and I I'm sure Jason Grove is going to be watching him a little bit more closely there as Hayek comes in for his third time through. Hayek right now 1-for-3 as Morris rears and deals and throws, oh man, his nasty curveball, but it was a little bit low, 1-0. Hayek hit by pitch in the first inning and then doubled in the third. Morris's 1-0 delivery is right down the middle, 1-1. Fascinated by Kobe's delivery. The high schooler is three-quarters, almost a Submariner delivery. Is the 1-1 delivery is going to be hit down the right field line, and that's going to be another Regal Boulevard lottery ball. You get a winner if you hit a car. And actually, I shouldn't be saying that. You don't want to be hitting the cars. Morris is 1-1, 1-2 delivery now. He's way outside. 2-2. McKenzie has to scramble to get it. Now Morris is 2-2, and swing and fouled at the plate. A little bit inside, but Hayek felt he had to protect the plate, understandably. One thing I'll say about high school ball, there's not an awful lot of dithering. They kind of get right after it. Morris is ready to go again, and here's the 2-2 again, and that painted the outside part of the plate. Strike three. Hayek just stared at it, and he strikes out looking. Now hitting one down here in the bottom of the fifth. Keegan Cottrell, the senior, having batting 418. His third time through, he is 0-for-2 thus far as Morris delivers outside, 1-0. Cottrell waiting. Morris quickly delivers. That's also a fastball, but again outside, 2-0. And he's got a ball that likes to tail away, which is going to tend to do, and he hit Cottrell. That's his third hit batsman today. By Morris. And Cottrell perfectly happy to take the base. So one on, one down here in the fifth. Morris not giving up a lot of hits, but he's given up three basemen in terms of hit batsmen. So Morris's delivery is going to be a bit outside to Parisotto, and Parisotto 1-for-2, and the lone RBI for Freeman thus far, 1-0. Morris quickly throws to first to try and keep Cottrell honest. And now the 1-0 is going to come to the plate, and Parisotto fouls it straight back. That was a fastball tailing outside, and Parisotto was lucky to even get a piece of it. 1-1. One's wild. One ball, one strike, one out, one on here in the fifth. Parisotto with Cottrell at first, and Morris didn't like what he was seeing, so he steps off, and now we're all going to reset. And now Morris comes set, and he's ready to go. And the 1-1 pitch on the way is going to be swung and fouled straight back off the backstop. And the College Place fans need to be on the lookout as the backstop kind of catches things but doesn't fully contain them. Some things can get back here on occasion. 1-2 to Parisotto. Cottrell lead off from first. Morris takes a look at him, and now he comes set. And from the stretch, he said goes back to first, and Cottrell dives back. Don't really see super big leads here in high school baseball, at least not that I've seen. Parisotto waiting again. Morris looks in, peeks at first, now comes set from the stretch, the 1-2 pitch, and that release point was off. It ended up being way high and outside. You can tell the instant it left Morris's hand, he didn't like the way that one came out. 2-2. And he steps off again. It's slowing things down a bit here. Right when I say that, you know, baseball, high school baseball, moves fairly quickly. Now it's getting a little bit more deliberate as Morris delivers fastball inside. And it tailed too far inside. 3-2. Full count. Morris struggling a bit here in the fourth and fifth innings.
not quite as efficient as he was in the first three. And the 3-2 pitch. And that's straight to third base. We get a bounce on it. And the second baseman. What are we calling here? Oh, we're calling a two-base error, I guess. So what's going to happen is, well, the umpires are going to confer. What it looks we had happen is, so the ball was hit to short, tossed to second. They doesn't look like they got the force there, and as Jackson Shoemate tried to throw to first, the ball ended up being thrown wild. So then I believe they were going to give a two-base error, which means that Cottrell would score from third, and I believe they're going to award Parasoto second base. But we've got a little conference going on here to the right of the mound. And, yes, they are claiming that run did count. So I believe you're going to have to credit Parasoto with a run batted in. That's his second. And it is 4-2 College Place with Parasoto on second and one down here in the fifth.
Now hitting the catcher, number 20, Keegan.
Interesting thing is, if I have my information correct, both runs have been scored with no hits. So Morris is going to stare down Freudenthal, and that off-speed pitch is just inside, 1-0. With Parasoto taking a fairly modest lead from second, Morris just gives him a real quick look and delivers the 1-0, and that's going to be a strike right down the middle, 1-1. One on, one ball, one strike, one out, one man in here in the fifth for Freeman. College Place leading 4-2 as the Morris 1-1 delivery is going to be tattooed into right field, and I'm not sure the right field is going to get it. It falls in fair. Oh, nope. It ended up arcing foul. The fence got in my way, and it looked to me the line was going to end up having it fair, but it must have just dropped foul. So Morris catches a break there as his College Place. That would have scored Parasoto easily from second, but as his Parasoto's got to go back to first now. Freudenthal is facing a 1-2 count. So Morris looking back at second. Now comes the 1-2 delivery, and that's hacked foul down towards the Freeman dugout. Morris having to work these last two innings, having been very efficient the first three. Kobe, set, looks at second, now from the stretch, fires the 1-2 pitch, that's going to go straight to third, looks the second runner at second back, and then unfortunately the throw is high to first base, and Freudenthal is going to end up being safe at first as Arias tried to come down with it and tag him as he went by, but Freudenthal managed to get in. So just dinks and errors and hits by pitches have been the story of the game thus far for Freeman. Now they have two on with one down, and McKenzie's going to go out and talk to Morris and talk about how to manage this as Phelan comes up again. Phelan being 1-for-2. And I'm wondering, I think we're going to have to credit Freudenthal with a hit there. At least that's how I'm scoring it in my decidedly untrained fashion. So we've got the tying run on at first. It's a potential go-ahead run on at the plate in Phelan, and Morris delivers. Fastball is paints the outside of the plate. 0-1. Phelan stares in. Morris delivers the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Just blew that one right past him. Phelan, a 241 hitter. I've got to believe Morris is probably not going to be too terribly concerned about painting it fine here. And now the 0-2 pitch to the potential go-ahead run. Swing and a miss, and Morris said sit down. Just like that, he picks up his third K of the game, and Phelan does have that seat. And now with two down, that'll bring Jordan Eskridge to the plate. Eskridge thus far 0-2. And righty versus righty, hopefully Morris can slam the door on this with a minimum of damage. And the pitch to Eskridge is going to be foul down the right field line. That's going to skirl out of play. Not a real Boulevard foul ball, though. Cars are all safe. Runner's going on the pitch. I don't know why. Parasoto from second takes his lead. Freudenthal from first. Morris now with the 0-1 delivery. A little high, 1-1. This is Kumont. 0-2 thus far. And he's on the hook for the loss if College Place can hang on. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and bad release point ends up going outside. 2-1. Kumont now steps in, and here's Morris with the 2-1 delivery, and that is going to be tapped to second, and he will simply step on second for the force, and that will end the damage. One run on one hit. Two men left, and Freeman cuts into the lead, but it's still College Place 4. Freeman 2 as we go to the top of the six. You are listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Total Office Concepts and Xerox, leading names in office technology, have teamed up to bring real and affordable solutions for managing and printing documents. With the Xerox exclusive app gallery, you can customize the Xerox MFP to handle documents the way you need, rather than conforming to some vendor's idea of how your workflow should be managed. Total Office Concepts, locally owned and serving our community for 90 years, providing furniture and technology solutions. Call 582-4686 at Total Office Concepts. We make your workspace work.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Phelan comes out for his third inning of work here, having pitched a third of an inning in the fourth, having pitched the fifth, and now moves on to the sixth. And the Hawks are going to bring up Andrew Arias, as well as Tanner Schreindel and Kyler Tyner here to lead off the sixth. Arias, 2-for-2 thus far, having batted 0-9-5 to start the season, but he's definitely earned his keep this afternoon. And once again, the catcher had to get his gear on, so Phelan's going to get the luxury of a couple of additional warm-up pitches. To give Freudenthal a chance to get back on things. Now Freudenthal fires a second, and we're going to be ready to go. As Arias steps in, as I mentioned, 2-for-2, two singles. Let's see if he can do it again here to lead off the sixth and put a little bit of a cushion into this two-run lead. 4-2 College Place here at the top of the sixth. Phelan now steps in, and his pitch to lead off the six is high. Ball one. 1-0.
Now hitting number 12, Andrew Arias.
Arias waiting for the Phelan delivery. The 1-0 pitch on its way. That is going to be on the inside corner of the plate. 1-1. Phelan now with a 1-1 delivery. That's way outside. 2-1. We have here four runs on eight hits for the Hawks, and two runs on only, I think, five hits for the Scotties. As Arias fouls off the 1-2 offering. Excuse me, the 2-1 offering. Now we've got a 2-2 count, and Phelan's 2-2 offering is way too far outside, 3-2. The release point doesn't look right. So full count now to Andrew Arias, and we'll see if he can get on base for the third time. The 3-2 offering is going to be popped up against the backstop here. That's the sort of thing. They've got a little 6-inch opening, or sometimes balls sneak through, and almost got one in my lap during the first game. So Arias making Phelan work. Here's the 3-2 pitch again. And Arias takes it inside for base on balls. Nice eye by the young man. Arias, three plate appearances, three trips to first base. No one out, one man on. And up steps Tanner Schreindel. He right now is 0-for-1, although he does have a sacrifice fly in, I believe it was the first inning. Schreindel, left-hander, offers the bunt and ends up punting it foul. Trying to move Arias ahead. Schreindel hitting 362 on the season. This is the 1-0, and they're going to say that actually was a ball earlier, so I apologize. And the second offering is also ball two, so Schreindel doing a good job of presenting the bunt and then drawing back. I thought for sure he'd fouled off the earlier one, but I guess the ball was too low. So here's the pitch was too low. Here's a 2-0 offering. Again, we offered that one's right down the middle, 2-1. Schreindel offered, then pulled back. Hawks needing to hang on for just a few more outs to get onto the quarterfinals and move on next Friday. As the 2-1 offering is a wild pitch, and Arias is going to steam into second easily. That's Phelan's second wild pitch. One thing you can say for Kumont, he was pitching steadily. There were no wild pitches. That's the second one that Phelan's uncorked. And the count now 3-1 on Schreindel. Arias, a healthy lead off of second. Phelan takes a look back at him and now delivers 3-1, and that's going to be outside. And now Phelan's walked two men in a row. Two bases on balls and a wild pitch, and Freudenthal's going to come out to Phelan and tell him, dude, you got to settle things down. Hawks definitely don't have this in hand just yet. So, obviously, the catcher tried to settle his pitcher down because this could get out of control. And heaven knows the Hawks would like to put some additional scores, some additional runs on the board here. And the home plate umpire getting ready to come out and get Freudenthal, and then he jogs back. Now he steps back out, shouts some instructions to Phelan. Now we're ready to go as Freudenthal gets behind the plate. And Arias with his lead from second. Phelan getting ready to deal. That is a bunt, and kind of does it wonderfully. Gets fielded by third. He goes to third, and they're going to say they got the force. They get Arias at third as Tyner ends up reaching on what amounts to a fielder's choice. So then, and I'll tell you what, the third baseman had trouble fielding that ball. Arias almost got in there for free. Matt McKenzie instead will step in again with two men on now with one down. And again, the Hawks leading 4-2. Phelan stares back at second. Now deals to McKenzie. And that pitch is outside. 1-0. Schreindel on second. Kiner on first. And McKenzie at the plate, and that pitch is low and gets past Freudenthal, but not far enough for any runners to consider advancing. So Matt McKenzie with a 2-0 count. Look to hit something in the gap here maybe with this hitter's pitch. As Phelan looks back at second, and now he delivers, and got a skying ball into right field. It looks like it's playable, and the chain link fence is in my way. I cannot honestly say if the play got made or not. I don't see anyone signaling out, so I'm thinking the ball just ended up dropping foul. Yeah, and it did. McKenzie's coming back to the plate now with a 2-1 count. Unable to catch up with that fastball, fouling it off and almost scoring an unfortunate out, but instead now I just have a 2-1 count. Schreindel at second. Kiner at first. One down, 4-2 College Place here, top of the sixth. McKenzie waiting for the 2-1 from Phelan, and here she comes and screams that one just past the diving second baseman. And Schreindel's going to round third. He's going to score, and easing into third is going to be Kiner as McKenzie gets his second run batted in of the game on a single into right field, and it is 5-2 College Place. With one down and men at the corners. The shortstop, number 18, Tyron Morris. Kyron Morris now to the plate, being 1-for-2. Uncharacteristic 0-for-3 in the first game. And now Morris, for some reason, is going down to talk to the third base coach. I didn't know you could do this sort of thing, but I guess in high school ball you can. So he's allowing to go down to third. You're allowed a one-time consultation. One time per inning, a batter can consult with a third base coach. So Kyron got the information he needed, and now he steps into the left-handed batter's box. The umpire noting that that consultation took place. Wind picking up just a hair here in Spokane. Now Morris finally settled in. Kyron waiting for Phelan as McKenzie takes his lead from first, and Morris takes the first pitch, strike one. And then now they've got McKenzie caught in a rundown, and they managed to tag him out. Now, oh my, yes, indeed, Kiner comes home on the play. And the throw to Freudenthal was on time, but he was unable to make the tag. And Kiner scores on, I don't even know how you categorize that. It's not a run batted in. That was a, sorry, what do you call that?
Stolen base.
Oh, Call it flat-out stolen base. Kiner scores on the stolen base. So credit him with a stolen base. And a run scored, and it is 6-2 College Place. Heads-up play by Kiner to take advantage of that rundown that McKenzie got himself into. So McKenzie is out. The bases are now clear. And we should have two down. Yeah. Two down and 0-1 count on Kiron Morris. Scoreboard says one out, but my trusty PA announcer tells me, yeah, we do have two, and there we go. So the 0-1 pitch now to Kyron Morris with the bases empty, and that's an off-speed pitch that arcs in 0-2. This will be an interesting line to announce as Morris, they're going to say, offered at that 0-2 pitch, and the third base coach said that you did, in fact, oh, nope, they're saying, umpire's saying counts 1-1. I sure thought the count was 0-2. And now we've got, yeah, I thought that was an 0-2 pitch. So Morris strikes out, and the top of the sixth comes to an end. Hawks score one. One run on one hit, nobody left. And as we go to the bottom of the sixth, College Place, I don't want to say they're in command, but they're feeling comfy. They lead Freeman 6-2. We'll be back with the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
It's time to get down and dirty in the yard, that is. And L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store in Walla Walla, has everything you need to clean it up and prepare it for warm weather. Find a full line of Wilbur Ellis fertilizer, gardening tools, work gloves, and fencing. While you're there, pick up a bag of pet food at truckload pricing. Look for weekly in-store specials. Shop L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value store, for spring products today. East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. It's L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So Kyron Morris comes out here to start the sixth inning, having thrown 89 pitches. He's got 16 left. He's on 105 pitch count, which I believe is the limit in high school. So he's got to dispense with people here in short order as Eskridge steps in. And he takes the first pitch outside, 1-0. Eskridge 0-for-3 so far. And he takes a second pitch straight down the middle. 1-1. Check that. He's 0-for-2 thus far. We'll have Eskridge, Watts, and the 1-1 pitch is on Regal Boulevard. Foul down the right field line. Anyway, it'll be Eskridge, Watts, and no, not Barnes. Must be Kumont. Or Hayek. The 1-2 pitch is outside, and Eskridge makes a weak reach for it and fouls it straight back again, 1-2. Morris, like I said, he's got 16 pitches left to go, if I have pitch counts correct. Morris. the 1-2 offering. Swing and a foul tip off the catcher and the umpire. Umpire checks with McKenzie to make sure he's all right. Morris again facing a 1-2 pitch. And this time Eskridge takes it low, 2-2. I'm counting 10 pitches left, maybe 9. Morris's 2-2 pitch is going to be hacked to third base. Gathered, scooped up there nicely and then thrown to first. And Eskridge is out easily. And now Watts is going to come to the plate. Watts thus far 0-2. He takes the first pitch low and outside, 1-0. And Morris's 1-0 delivery now on the way. Off speed on the inside part of the plate. Strike one, 1-1. Now Morris. Settle on the rubber. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and that's low and outside, 2-1. Kobe fully in command for the first three innings. He's struggled some in the latter three, some with his control, and his pitch count's getting up there right now. Here's the 2-1 on the way, and that is tattooed into the gap in left center field, and that's going to get all the way to the wall. Watts rounds first, steams into second, where he's going to hold up with a stand-up double. And that's the first extra base hit of the game for Freeman. Their sixth hit of the game. And now we've got folks coming to the mound, and I believe Kobe Morris, who's got three pitches left before he reaches his limit, is probably going to be done for the day. Yes, indeed. Morris is going to sit, having given up six hits, two runs thus far. I don't believe either of them, honestly, were earned. And it looks like Kiner is going to take over on the mound. So we will take a break while he's taking his warm-up pitches. And when we come back, we'll take a look at his history as a pitcher. When we return, as we are leaving, we're going to take a break with one out here in the sixth and College Place leading 6-2 when we return. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Spring is finally here, and that means we'll all be spending more time outside. And nice weather means yard work. Get into the Pendleton and Walla Walla grocery outlets for lawn and garden tools, flower pots, plants, and even potting soil. Shop Grocery Outlet for the items you want at prices that can't be beat. Grocery Outlet in Walla Walla and Pendleton.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So Kyler Tyner is going to take over now on the mound, having made, he's pitched 18 innings over the course of the year. He has a 1.15 ERA, two wins, no losses. I don't specifically have a number of appearances. He's given up eight runs, three of them earned. He's given up 10 bases on balls, 14 strikeouts, and 19 hits, again, over 18 innings of work. And like I said, a respectable 1.15 ERA. In fact, he leads the staff in terms of ERA with anyone having more than five appearances. So probably a good relief choice for head coach Jason Grove as he inherits a 6-2 lead, and he will have Caleb Watts. He'll inherit him on second base. If Watts were to score, that run would be charged to Kobe Morris. So we'll see if Kiner, he's going to be facing, looks like Braden Mueller is going to be stepping in for Freeman. I don't recall calling his number in the past. So Mueller is going to be pinch hitting, it seems. And my scoreboard is just going to be a complete mess after this. So I apologize for those baseball purists out there, but you're dealing with a pretty much a baseball fan here as opposed to...
Now hitting number nine, Braden Mueller, pinch hitter.
Yeah, Braden Mueller's going to pinch hit, and I have lost track with regards to, I'm not sure it was Watts or, he looks like he's going to be pinch hitting for Kumont. And, oh, so, I'm sorry, he's right. Okay, he's hitting for Barnes. Kiner's first pitch was low and outside. His second pitch is right down the middle, strike one. So one ball, one strike, one out, one man on. As Braden Mueller steps in against Kiner, and Mueller's next pitch is going to be grounded to third. He looks to stop the third base runner, but can't. Instead, goes to first and gets him in time. And Watts proceeds to third. So Freeman has a run 90 feet away, but trailing by four, the Hawks still in pretty good shape as Ryan Hayek will step back to the plate. He is 1-for-3 thus far today. Tyner stares in and delivers. That's going to his pitch is high. Ball one, 1-0. Hawks four outs away from moving on to the quarterfinals. Their starter Kobe Morris is done for the day. We'll have a final line for him later. And Tyner's second pitch is low and outside. Ball two. Is he trying to be careful with Hayek? Hayek batting .397 on the season. He's not the best batter, although one of the best for Freeman. Now Tyner's 2-0 pitch. That's right down the middle, 2-1. And Hayek, at this point, just willing to let Kyler Tyner throw pitches. Tyner's 2-1 delivery is going to be high, 3-1. Work on that delivery point there. And as mentioned, Hayek, just content to wait, is probably just going to look at this. And that next pitch is on the inside corner of the plate, 3-2, full count. Three balls, two strikes, two out, one man on, 6-2 College Place, bottom of the sixth. Tyner, in relief of Morris, delivers, and it gets popped into shallow center field, and the right field is going to come in and gather it in, and Tyner pitches out of the inning. And the Hawks will go still holding on to that four-point lead as they come up to the seventh. They lead Freeman 6-2. We'll be back with the seventh. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. With over 40 years of experience in the flooring industry, trust is just one of the many reasons why Connors Flooring and Design was voted best of the best. We use the finest local licensed installers to make sure your project gets done right the first time. Give us a call at 522-0176 today or stop by our brand new showroom at 650 Northeast Rose Street in College Place for a free estimate. Connors Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So Kobe Morris' line ends up giving up two runs on, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hits. We had one base on balls. We had three strikeouts. We also had three hit by pitches, and at least one of those runs was unearned. It is possible both of them were unearned, and if the game were to end with a score right now, Morris would go down as the winner. The Hawks, to open the seventh, are going to present Silas Shumate and Justin McKenzie and Jackson Shumate to face Phelan, who will go out there again. And it'd be certainly comfortable if the Hawks could add to this four-run lead, make things a little bit more comfortable for Tyner, as he's going to have to pitch the bottom of the seventh. As Silas Shumate steps in against Phelan, left-hander against right-hander, and Phelan's delivery is high. Ball one. I'm checked that. That's not Silas Shumate. My error. That is Kobe Morris coming in. So it's going to be Kobe Morris, Shumate, and McKenzie. Gave Morris an at-bat that he didn't actually have. So the 2-0 pitch from Phelan is going to be on the outside part of the plate, 2-1. Jacoby, not offering yet, faces the 2-1 delivery. That's outside. Fardenthal tries to frame it as a strike, but it's a ball. 3-1. Be nice to get yet another leadoff batter on to base. The 3-1 is outside, and Kobe Morris draws Phelan's third walk of the game. So Morris goes 1-for-3. He's been on base two of his four plate appearances, and now Silas Shumate's going to step up. Silas 1-for-3 so far today. One on, no one out. College Place leading 6-2 here at top of the seventh. Shumate steps in. And Phelan staring at first, now delivers. That's high. Ball one. 1-0. Phelan having trouble finding the plate. Morris takes his lead. Phelan delivers, paints the outside part of the black. 1-1, strike one. And I am willing to bet they're getting instructions from third base. Just let him throw pitches. Let him throw strikes for starters. Phelan's 1-1 delivery. Instead, Silas does shoot at it. He bounces it to shortstop, and he's going to throw to first in time to get Silas, while Morris proceeds to second. So call... Call Silas Shumate out on a shortstop first base fielder's choice. Morris is in scoring position now, with one down, with McKenzie at the plate. Justin McKenzie, that is. Phelan delivers to McKenzie, and that's going to be drilled down the right field line foul, but that is not a Regal Avenue ballistic object. Stays inside the chain link fence. Phelan nods acknowledgement, and now the 0-1 delivery to McKenzie, that's outside. 1-1. And they are kind of content to let Morris take a fairly substantial lead at second, and they're not really trying to ghost him. Phelan looks back at him, looks back again, now delivers the 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2. Justin McKenzie batting 360 on the season. 1-for-2 thus far in this game. And now the 1-2 delivery from Phelan. Oh, that was outside. Swing and a miss. McKenzie swung at ball two. So he'll go down, and Phelan gets his first strikeout of the game as Jackson Shumate now is going to step in. Jackson 0-for-3 in this game. And faces a fastball that paints the inside part of the plate. 0-1. And one on, two down, two out here at the top of the seventh. Hawks leading 6-2. As Shumate waiting out for the 0-1 pitch, and Phelan looks second, and now he's going to deliver the 0-1 pitch, and that gets tattooed right back to Phelan. It goes off his bare hand, and Jackson Shumate's going to be able to beat it out for an infield single. Jackson Shumate with the single off of Phelan's pitching hand. And I don't think that ball was hit hard enough. Phelan's, in fact, laughing. He says that wasn't hit hard enough to hurt him. And now we've got
Cade Christensen
is going to come in and pinch hit for Andrew Arias. So Arias finishes the day 2-for-2. He got on base all three times he was actually at bat as Christensen. His first appearance in this game as Shumate takes the lead off of first, and Christensen looks the ball in on the outside part of the plate for a strike, 0-1. Cade Christensen batting 152 on the season. I'm wondering if the coach is giving him a little bit of experience as Phelan's second pitch is just outside, 1-1. And scoreboard seems to be behind things. The 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2. Yeah, the scoreboard's not keeping up. There it is. Okay. It's Christensen down 1-2. Jackson Shumate will take his lead off first. And Phelan's 1-2 delivery is outside. 2-2. I forget, we have two men on, I beg your pardon. We have Shoemate on first, and Morris went to third on Shoemate's infield single. So Christensen, with an opportunity to try and pick up an RBI, the 2-2 pitch is going to be tapped to second, and the second baseman picks it up, fires to first, and that'll end the inning. And we're three outs away. After six and a half innings, College plays six, Freeman two. See if College Place can close it out when we return. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Well, after seven times up, the Hawks have put themselves six men across the plate. Freeman, having had six opportunities, they've had two. It is 6-2 with Kyler Tyner on the mound in relief of Kobe Morris, trying to shut this out and send College Place on to the quarterfinals, where they play in Yakima next Friday. And once you get to the quarterfinals, you keep playing. This here is a loser-out game, and the Hawks trying to send Freeman home and get to a point where they can play two more games. And if they can win two more games beyond that, well, you know what? Let's talk about that after we deal with this inning, because we still got three outs to contend with. As Tyner will face Keegan Cottrell, he will face Desmond Parasoto, and he will look also at Connor Freudenthal, the meat of the Freeman lineup. Cottrell steps in with that .418 batting average, and Tyner's first offering is low and outside, 1-0. Cottrell right now 0-3. He was hit by a pitch earlier by Morris. The 0-1 way outside, 2-0. Did I say the 0-1? It was 1-0. And now it's 2-0. Tyner ready to go now with the 2-0. And he was about to deliver, and then Cottrell stepped out. We usually like to see that sort of thing. So Tyner now will step in again, and the 2-0. And that arcs in for a strike. And Cottrell shaking his head. I don't know if he's complaining about the ump or the fact that he failed to swing on it. That was definitely a hittable pitch. 2-1. That also arcs in. Strike two. So Tyner, having trouble finding it with the first two, painting it with the second two. Cottrell now waiting for the 2-2, and here it comes. And that's ripped down the right field line. Not down the right field line, but ripped in the right field for a single. And Cottrell gets his first base hit of the day. And Tyner gives up his first hit of the day.
Number 24, Desmond Parasoto.
Desmond Parasoto now will step in. Parasoto is 1-for-3 with two ribbies. He had a sacrifice fly earlier in the game and then had an RBI single. I want to say that was in the fifth inning. Tyner with a man on first from the stretch delivers strike one. Painting the black there. One man on, no one out, 0-1 count here at the end of the game. And Tyner's pitch is in the dirt, and McKenzie isn't quite able to handle it, and wouldn't you know it? But Cottrell steams into second, and now we've got a run in scoring position. Parasoto facing a 1-1 count. Tyner delivers that 1-1 count. That's also in the dirt, and now that run is 90 feet away. So two wild pitches by Tyner in a row, and we suddenly go with finding a run 90 feet away. You don't want to let this get away. Parasoto also having a hitter's count. It is advantage 2-1. And the 2-1 pitch is drilled straight up the middle for a base hit. Parasoto's going to have his third RBI of the day and his second hit. And just like that, 6-3 College Place And what you have now, technically, is a tying run on deck. So Tyner needs to bring things under control here, and I think he's got Barnes of the well, that's Kumont, and that's not Kumont, that's Freudenthal. He lashes the first pitch he sees into left field. It gets bobbled. He's going to steam into second with Parasoto now at third, and wouldn't you know it, now we actually have the tying run at the plate in Jace Phelan. And we've got a timeout with the second base umpire having come in and spoken to the home plate, and it looks like we've got, do we have it? Nope. Freudenthal is getting second. So we've got Parasoto at third, Freudenthal at second. The tying run is at the plate in Jace Phelan, and no one out here, bottom of the seventh. And it may be Tyner forever here. He really is our best option. So Tyner now to look in at Phelan, right-hand pitcher against a left-handed hitter. However, Phelan only hitting .241 on the season. And Tyner's first offering is on the outside of the plate, 0-1. I got to tell you, that looked outside to me, but am I complaining? No. Now the 0-1 to Phelan, low, and McKenzie has to scramble to gather it in, but manages to stop it. And it's 1-1 on Phelan. Tyner gathers the ball back in quickly, goes back out to the mound, toes the rubber, looks at third, and the 1-1 delivery. Oh, curveball strike. Nice arcing curveball. That was a lovely little Uncle Charlie right there. Yacker. 1-2 to Phelan. Tyner delivers the 1-2, and that's tattooed into center field, but the center fielder looks to be tracking, and he's going back. He makes the catch. And then tagging it third and scoring is going to be Parasoto. And moving from second to third is Freudenthal. But Tyner manages to get a much-needed out. And once again, we face a tying run, this time in Michael Kumont. Kumont right now, 0 for 3. And although I sure thought he had a hit, now I was confused. So Kumont facing the one-out opener. He rips that into left field, and that looks like a fair ball. It is. It falls just inside the line. And so Kumont's going to steam into second, having brought Freeman now to within one. And Freeman is going to bring the potential winning run to the plate in Jordan Eskridge now, with Kumont the tying run at second, 120 feet away. Tyler Tyner's got to dig deep here and not give up anything simple to Eskridge. Eskridge thus far 0 for 3. Tyner looks back at second, and he delivers. Curveball outside, 1-0. Kumont, that's his first hit of the game, and he drives home a run. That was a nicely placed ball. 1-0, just outside, 2-0. Tyner, maybe someone needs to go out and settle him down because he's been serving up a couple of meatballs. Tyner now with the 2-0, and that is going to be hacked straight down to third. He looks, third baseman looks down the runner, and the first baseman left the base in trying to get back to third. So unbelievably now, the tying run is 90 feet away. And the first baseman, in desperation to get back to third and trying to get Kumont, ends up drawing his foot off of the bag, and Eskridge ends up legging out what amounts to a single, or you can count that probably as an E1. Yeah, it can't be E1. Thank you. It's E3. So, oh boy, tying run 90 feet away. Go-ahead run is at first. One down. And Caleb Watts, who tattooed a double his last time up, is at the plate. Tyner delivers, and he delivers a single through the left part of the infield, and we are tied at six. Freeman has come all the way back. They have scored four runs on, let's see, that was Watts. Where are you, Watts? 34. One, two, three, four, five, six. They have scored four runs on four hits, and it's not over yet. The winning run is at second, and again, with only one down. Tyner facing Garrett Barnes. Tyner delivers. Curveball catches the inside of the plate. Oh, and one. Tie ball game. Six all here. Freeman scoring four in the bottom of the seventh. Tyner's second pitch, low on outside. McKenzie has to scramble to get it. One and one. Barnes waiting for Tyner's next offering, and here comes the one and one. That's a curveball swing and a miss. One and two. And now McKenzie wants to, he's going to trot out and talk to Tyner. I don't know perhaps if he was crossed up on signals there, or perhaps we're talking over strategy for this next pitch. The home plate umpire dusts off the home plate. And now he's going to come out and tell McKenzie, you got to come on back. And the home plate umpire is clapping for him to go. McKenzie's still talking with Tyner, and now McKenzie's on his way back. He and the umpire both trot back. One and two on Garrett Barnes. The Hawks have coughed up four runs this inning. Freeman's come all the way back to tie this game at six. The winning run is at second. One down, one and two on Garrett Barnes. And here it comes. Swing and a rip down the third baseline, foul. Turned on that one too easy, and that pitch is a little bit too far inside. Still one and two on Barnes. Eskridge at second. Watts at first. The pitch to Barnes. Swing and a miss. Tyner managed to have him set down, but still got one more out to go. And then we're going to be playing additional frames, it may seem. First, we got to get one more out. So now, Ryan Hayek will step to the plate. Hayek is one for four thus far, having reached on a single and a hit by pitch. And he scored the very first run of the game. With two down and two on, the pitch by Tyner is, it hit Hayek. And Hayek just sat there and waited for it. Now the bases are juiced. The winning run is 90 feet away. And Keegan Cottrell, the senior, batted 418, is going to step to the plate. Cottrell, one for three. He's been on base twice via single, and he's been hit by a pitch. Tyner, with the bases juiced, the right-hander to the left-hander, and he delivers. And it's low, ball one. 1-0. Second pitch low and in the dirt. McKenzie has to dive to get it. Now it's 2-0. And Tyner is in a real hole here because we've got a hitter's pitch and a right-handed pitcher against a left-handed batter. Here's the 2-0. And happily, Cottrell stares it in. Breaking pitch right down the middle, 2-1. Now here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ends up going in the dirt, and McKenzie looks around for it. The ump just gives him a different ball, so 2-2 now. And Tyner with an opportunity to put at least an end to this inning. The 2-2 pitch now on the way, and that is going to be ground to second. And Shumate lets it go through his arms, and Freeman pulls it off on a second base error. They come all the way back down four. They score five in the seventh, and they eliminate College Place by a score of 7-6. We will be back with the totals after this break. You're listening to College Place Baseball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7995. That's 240-7995.
The month of May is a favorite from McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla. It's all about helping others and making a difference during the McCurley Integrity Dealership's annual Wheels Make Wishes Come True. In the spirit of the month, we want to help you keep your vehicle cruising for years to come. So take advantage of amazing spring service and May maintenance specials that are going on right now, like $20 off lube, oil, and filter change, tire rotation, car wash, alignment inspection, and wiper blade replacement. Our expert staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and efficient. We know your time is valuable. We'll have you in, out, and on the road in no time. Whether you need an oil change, brake inspection, tire rotation, or fluids replenished, we're here to keep your vehicle running and looking like new. Take care of your maintenance and service needs while helping others at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla during the McCurley Integrity Dealership's annual Wheels Make Wishes Come True. To schedule your service appointment, visit McCurleyToyota.com. See dealer for details. Cannot be combined with other offers. Expires 5/31/18.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the College Place Hawks on KGDC2 102.3 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Hawks Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And back here live at John Thacker Field at Ferris High, and the Hawks lose a heartbreaker. They were up 6-2 going into the bottom of the seventh, and unfortunately the wheels came off. The Hawks give up 5 runs on 6 hits and two critical errors. And Freeman comes all the way back to score 5 runs. They're going to go on to the quarterfinal next week in Yakima. And unfortunately, College Place season, wonderful and sterling as it has been, comes to an end as Cottrell for Freeman with the bases loaded hit a ground ball to second. And Jackson Shoemate had to range a fair bit to his left, was able to get a glove on it, but it ended up skittering underneath the glove and into right field, and Freeman was able then to score from third base the winning run, and they prevail over College Place 7-6. I have Kobe Morris as having pitched four and a third innings. He gave up 6 hits, 1 base on balls, 3 Ks. He ended up giving up 1 run, and then Kyler Tyner pitched the remainder of the game, and unfortunately, he too gave up 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 of those I have as earned. So, unfortunately, College Place's season ends at 20 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tie. And in all fairness, when you're talking about it, still a fairly young varsity program, that's still something you can hold your head high about, and there's still a significant number of underclassmen on this roster. So, look for the Hawks to continue their winning ways next year, as unfortunately their season comes to an end here in this state quarterfinal against Freeman here in Spokane, 7-6. And that will do it from Spokane. You have been listening to College Place Men's Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks Baseball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.